From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
Good Wednesday morning. Matt Shear with you on 97.7 The Bolt, here with Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. In for Pat Kohler this morning, and we are joined with Humboldt Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn. How are you this morning, Ryan?
Doing well, Matt. Thanks for having me in.
So we've got a lot going on here at Humboldt Schools activities-wise coming up here this week. Why don't you run down what we've got? Because it is a busy week. We're going over it off mic.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Thursday night, 7th grade through 12th grade band concert in the Humboldt Auditorium. Still looking to raise money for our renovation, so if you can buy a seat, that always helps that renovation project move forward. State Robotics Coach Dave Orr is taking his team to Coralville. They'll leave Friday, and their competition is on Saturday, so good luck to the Humboldt Robotics team and Coach Orr and getting those guys ready, putting in a lot of practice after school every day in his classroom. And then, of course, basketball Thursday night at Gilbert. Coach Thurm and the varsity boys looking to continue on in the tournament after a huge win over Algona on Monday night.
Yeah, a lot going on here. So, of course, we got the concert as well with State Robotics, Coralville Extreme Arena. That's always a fun time down there, and they did pretty well last time around, that team as well. And then, of course, as you mentioned, basketball, which we'll have right here coming up tomorrow night on KHBT. I'll be heading down to Gilbert, and we'll have coverage of that starting at 6:45 for people that want to tune in. 7 o'clock is when it tips off from Gilbert. We also had a busy winter sports season. I know girls basketball just wrapped up here in the last week for Humboldt.
Yeah, got a nice win over Gardner-Hayfield Ventura to open up regional play, and then just ran into a really tough Estherville-Lincoln Central team last weekend. Last week, defending state runner-up, they're back in the state tournament, and just a really tough draw for Humboldt, but a nice season for Coach Mooney and his coaching staff and his players. Caitlin Nelson, Paige Nelson, Ava Newton, seniors that did a great job, had nice careers, and Morgan Mann, of course, one of the all-time greats in the Humboldt Wildcat girls basketball program, over 1,500 points. So they'll be missed, but got some younger kids coming up, a little bit of work to do there, but looking forward to see what they can do in the offseason and getting ready for next year.
Over 1,500 points. That is wild. You know what? I know you, I'll kind of put you on the spot. I know you were a high school basketball player. How many points did you wrap up with your days at Eagle Grove?
Just over 1,700, actually. But I was a four-year starter and maybe shot the ball a little too much. So,
all right, ball hog Ryan. There we go. Again, Morgan Mann, a great career and a great season for the girls basketball team. Just a tough exit there in that regional semifinal against Estherville Lincoln Central. The wrestling teams, we just wrapped up the state tournament for the boys. We had the girls earlier this month. You got yourself your first state champion.
Yes.
In girls wrestling, as far as the sanctioned era, Brooklyn Robinson. That had to be pretty cool to see.
Exciting to see Brooklyn Robinson cap off her career with the state championships. Has really worked hard the last 4 years, so congrats to her and Coach Andy Newell, Jen Newell, do a great job coaching. Danica Dietrich, a qualifier there, but Brooklyn Robinson, you know, works with our youth wrestling kids like at elementary, middle school level, so great experience there for her to bring it home, and I know she's very happy and everybody in Humboldt's proud of her.
And then on the boys' side, with us just having the tournament, we had four qualifiers down there for Humboldt. You had Kyler Sirks in 132. He would end up placing sixth. Tice Clarkin at 138. He placed sixth. Landon Halverson qualified at 175. And then Brody Hendricks, back-to-back years on the podium, in addition to Clarkin, as Hendricks finishing fourth down there. So another great season for the Humboldt boys wrestling team.
Wrestling had a fantastic year, both as a team and individuals. We were really fortunate to get that district wrestling meet in, changing it from Saturday to Friday. But just want to thank you for all your coverage of all the different meets you guys go to on the weekends. And Tice, Kyler, Landon, Brody, great years. Always good to see somebody get on the podium each year. And Coach Beeman, Coach Sirks, Coach McDaniel, it's just a grind, the wrestling season, and to see them farewell and represent Humboldt the right way. Those guys are class act, great sportsmanship, and so happy to see what the wrestling team can do next year with a lot of good returning talent as well.
Now, I understand, before we jump into the spring activities coming up, we've got something coming up at the high school in terms of a neutral site sub-state final basketball game Saturday night at Humboldt.
Yes, we'll open up the Humboldt Humboldt High School on Saturday night as a host for the Class 1A sub-state championship game between St. Edmund and Bishop Garrigan. They both won last night. Bishop Garrigan beat Lake Mills and St. Edmund beat Mason City Newman. So if you want to see some good basketball on Saturday night, you better get there early because it's going to be a huge crowd on Saturday night. But happy to be able to host, and sub-state atmospheres are such a cool experience for the players and coaches and fans. But happy to be a host and kind of a neutral site, be between the two towns, and looking forward to that on Saturday night.
Should be a good one. And postseason tickets for people that are trying to buy tickets, I know it's a little bit different than when we normally have regular season games. How is that process, again, if you don't mind sharing with us, how to get tickets if you don't know how here for the postseason portion of the winter sports?
Yeah, especially for Thursday down at Gilbert and then that sub-state game here in town Saturday night. The tickets are on the Iowa High School Athletic website. So it's IHSAA/tickets, or we do accept credit or debit card at the door.
So again, that's what you can do for the game that's coming up on Saturday here in that neutral site. You can do that as well as going down to Gilbert on a Thursday. I know a lot of Humboldt people want to be making their way down there, especially Humboldt being two wins away from a possible state tournament appearance.
That's right. Basketball team. Yep, and the winner of the Humboldt-Gilbert game and the Storm Lake-Carroll game will play on Monday, and that'll just be at the highest seed, so we'll see what happens. Storm Lake's the highest seed, but Carroll's beat them earlier in the year, so a Humboldt win and a Carroll win, Humboldt would be hosting the sub-state final on Monday night. That'd be a great thing.
Boy, that make things interesting. I know that place would be jumping here coming up on Monday if that were the case. Spring sports right around the corner. The snow is gone. Temperatures are warming up. What's coming up here spring sports-wise?
Girls track just started on Monday, so they're up and going. Spencer Ross, and we're able to get over to the rec center for an hour each day, so we really appreciate working with the rec center. An hour of track practice there indoors each day, and boys track will get started here in a couple weeks. Soccer and golf for boys and girls, soccer and golf starts March 17th, so that'll be here before you know it for those spring sports. Eight total schedules we're trying to juggle with transportation and scheduling between the middle school and high school. So spring gets a little crazy, but it's great to see all the participation we get from our student athletes.
And Ryan, we've also got the auditorium project that's continuing to go on as well with the sponsoring a seat.
Yeah, that's been a big push in the newspaper and on the radio, and any contributions the community members can make to get that over the top. It's going to be a great renovation and a huge upgrade for our fine arts, but also for all the other activities that that host from the community. So looking forward to see that construction get started this summer.
Anything else activity-wise that you would like to share with us here on this Wednesday morning?
Well, just from the Booster Club, Athletic Booster Club side, we wrapped up a 42-team boys basketball tournament on Saturday. Preston Peterson took the lead on that for us, scheduling teams and refs, and our high school boys worked the concession stands and along with our boosters and take gate. So was happy to provide a great place to play. Six full courts, full wood courts going here in Humboldt. So that was a big week. And then we hosted district wrestling for youth wrestling on Super Bowl Sunday. And those kids who qualified for Humboldt will wrestle at youth state tournament in Des Moines on Saturday. So excited for those kids to experience a state tournament on Saturday.
Boy, we have a lot of success when it comes activities-wise with the fine arts. And, I mean, you talk about robotics, you talk about the athletic side of things. Sounds like the Humboldt activities program's in great hands there over at the high school.
Yeah, things are going really well. So happy to keep things rolling.
We're
going to
wrap up our segment here of Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. Again, you're listening to Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt.